The Eden Pure Thunderstorm BOGO offer is on. This offer is for 1 week only and ends at midnight on Sunday. For allergies, pet smells, or any odor you need to get rid of, the Thunderstorm Air Purifier is the answer. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie. That's EdenPureDeals.com, discount code Howie. Shipping is free.
Strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Some of the criticism includes, for example, the 600,000 plus getaways, folks who came into this country and did not go through the process of requesting asylum.
I know nothing. Nothing.
Do you know where they are and who they are?
Oh, I see nothing. I was not here. I did not even get up.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Like Disney World, but in hell. The meanest place on earth.
Where's that?
New York City.
After the discovery, just before the midterm elections, of the documents with the classified markings, were any additional classified documents found as part of that search?
Trillion 700.
The federal government did come after me with the full force of the law and raided my home on September 23rd as a response to that. And, here we are 4 months after that raid, vindicated, hopefully, with no issue with appeal.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. Howie has taken a slide for the rest of the show. I'm Taylor Cormier, Howie's executive producer. Howie is off to Mar-a-Lago and is going to have a great time there with one of our great sponsors here on the Howie Carr Show. We won't tell you who it is. We'll keep you in suspense. Maybe Howie will reveal later this week. But you've got me for the rest of the hour, for better or worse. And I'd like to talk with you about something that I think affects us all, most of us. I think eggs are a very important part of our lives. I eat at least one every morning, sometimes two, depending on how hungry I am, but it's been one of late. And going to the grocery store, not my favorite activity, but we go typically on Sundays after church, and we scout out eggs, and we buy the 18-egg carton. It's the best bang for your buck. I don't know how much we're spending. I don't look at the prices. I just, the bill, when we get the cart to the aisle, you know, the conveyor belt, that's the big number I'm concerned about. Sometimes if I'm comparing products, I'll take a look at the prices and maybe skimp a little bit. But I just pay attention to that final number at the register. So I'm hearing like $8 to $10 is the going rate right now. We're having a tough time finding brown eggs. That's been more and more difficult, especially on Sundays, one of the busiest days to go grocery shopping. All the brown eggs are gone. Don't ask me why. I don't mind white eggs, but I'm not in charge of the egg picking. That's all there is to it. So we have come to the conclusion that we'd be better off, and I'm not sure in the long run if this is really going to save us money. I don't think that's really the intent here. But we are delving into the world of chicken raising.
Chickens.
Yeah. Thank you, Joe. If Trump were still president, I can just about guarantee you that we wouldn't be delving into the world of chickens.
Chickens.
But here we are. And we're not alone. There are many, many other people doing this. I've got a couple of stories here about how popular this is becoming. And it's good. I think it's good to have, you know, some kind of homesteading going on where I mean, it's great for our son, too. He loves animals, as any two-year-old would. So we're going to have him around the chickens, and he's going to learn how to take care of them and how to behave around livestock, fowl. I don't know what the next step is. Are we going to get goats? I have no idea. Cut down on my lawn mowing bill, but I mow the lawn myself, to be clear. I don't pay anybody. I'm not Howie doesn't pay anybody to pay the lawn. He doesn't have a lawn, but I don't have a landscaping. I mow the lawn myself. I'm talking about the gas bill for the lawnmower. I have not converted to electric yet. But goats would certainly cut down on the lawn mowing bill. So we're delving into the world of chicken raising. Other people are as well. And there, this problem is so big. The egg scarcity and the egg prices, they're starting to come down, the stories are reading today, but who knows what could happen. It's so bad that eggs are now being smuggled into the United States over the Mexican border into the U.S. I mean, forget our problems about fentanyl, coyotes, illegals coming over the border in record numbers, taking jobs, benefits, etc. Eggs is now becoming an issue for U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents. They had more than 2,000 encounters with people trying to bring eggs over the border. I'd never heard of this before. You know, I've been across the Canadian border, and when you come back, they ask, do you have any fruits or you know, livestock, any animals you're bringing back with you, any plants, stuff like that. The answer is always no, no matter what you've got, right? But you come back. So now eggs is being included on that list of questions. That's if they catch you. If you're running across the border, not at a port of entry, you're not facing these questions. Between November 1st and January 17th, over 2,000 encounters with people bringing eggs. In the same 11-week period a year earlier, there were only about 460 such encounters. This is the New York Times I'm reading this out of. Roger Mayer, the Customs and Border Protection spokesman, said in an email yesterday that the agency had noted an increase in people attempting to bring eggs to the U.S. from Mexico, where they are significantly less expensive. Now, that's interesting to me because I thought this avian flu affected everybody. But it's Mexico. They're doing okay with it. The 2002 encounters, to be precise, involving eggs that occurred between November 1st and January 17th were reported by field offices in San Diego, Tucson, Arizona, Laredo, Texas, and El Paso. And, or I could say it like Beto O'Rourke, El Paso, and they do not represent the total number of eggs seized. Mayer did not say how many eggs were seized in the encounters. In an email, he said that this is not necessarily smuggling, but rather increased encounters of people traveling with eggs. We have to even be politically correct with egg smuggling. These aren't illegal aliens. These are undocumented workers. This isn't egg smuggling. This is encounters of people traveling with eggs. Customs and Border Protection officials in San Diego and El Paso issued warnings on Twitter last week to remind people that they're not allowed to bring uncooked eggs from Mexico into the U.S. Not sure exactly why that's a problem. I guess it could fluctuate the market if enough get by, but I don't think there's enough getting by. I don't know. First of all, it's a treacherous enough journey if you're coming over illegally. It's a trek. And if I'm making that journey, I'm making it as steadily as possible, but I'm probably not being as genteel as I should be if I'm carrying a backpack and maybe a bag, a satchel, whatever. There's going to be a lot of busted eggs by the time I get across the border and get them to market. So that the number of eggs that are actually probably making it is probably not that great. People entering the U.S. are required to declare to officials if they have items including meat, fruit, vegetables, animals, and seeds in their luggage or vehicle. If border officers find these items and they've not been declared, travelers can face civil penalties of up to $1,000. CBP spokesman urged travelers to declare food and agricultural items, even those they believed are allowed. People who declare that they have crossed the border with eggs, quote, can abandon the product without consequence. I see. All right, well, maybe instead of getting the chickens now, I'm going to, I'll just apply to be a CBP agent, and they leave all the eggs there, at the ports of entry or whenever they catch an illegal going over the border with eggs. And I will clean up. Easy peasy. 844-500-4242. So yeah, that's not a joke. We are getting eggs. We're getting chickens. And we're actively looking at chicken coops right now. And, you know, if you've got tips, fine, we'll take them, because this is brand new to me. We're doing our research, and a lot of other people are doing the same thing that I'm doing right now, and I'll get into a couple of stories about that. One story just said, you know, it's about a 30% increase in interest in people homesteading and raising chickens in their own backyard. Fortunately, I live in a right-to-farm community. It's not a rural neighborhood, but it's I guess, suburban. Our neighbors have pretty much a zoo anyway. Every now and then a snake escapes. They own a reptile store. I don't know if you know this. They own a reptile store. We had a tortoise wandering down our street for about 2 days. Nobody could catch him. You can't catch a tortoise? What's going on? 844-500-4242. We'll get to your calls after the break. But we do have to tell you about Raycon. The new year is here, and whether you're making big changes or just settling back into a consistent routine, chances are you could use some audio accompaniment on your journey. And I know that for me, it's crucial. I work out not every morning, but I try. I wake up every morning with the intent to work out. I'll put it that way. And when I follow through on that intent, I take my earbuds with me. And without them, I wouldn't go. If they were dead, I mean, that's, honey, I'm sorry. I didn't get up this morning to go to the gym. My earbuds were dead, and that's a free pass. So I take my Raycons with me, and they are terrific. I've got all my music on there. My entire vinyl collection is on Spotify. I've aggregated it, and it's there. I can listen to all my music. If I want to delve into something else, it's that easy. The fact is, a good pair of wireless earbuds is indispensable in 2023. For premium audio at the perfect price point, you've got to go with Raycon. Their everyday earbuds look, feel, and sound better than ever. If you've got the new ones, you are going to be happy with them. They're a big improvement. Not that the old ones were bad or anything, but the new ones, they've really gone the mile and done their homework at Raycon. They're priced just right. You get quality audio at half the price of other premium audio brands. It's no wonder Raycon's everyday earbuds have over 50,000 five-star reviews. I had the first-gen Raycons. Now we've got the everyday Raycon earbuds. And they come with earbud tap functions, and it's so convenient. There's no more buttons. It's just a touch, and there's awareness mode and quiet listening mode if you want to just tune out the rest of the world. I don't want to hear what's going on. I don't want to hear people grunting at the gym, putting down weights, and making me feel bad because I can't lift that much yet. So I turn off the awareness mode. I go into quiet mode, and it's perfect. I can hear just what I want to hear. That's my music. So go to buyraycon.com/Howie today. Get 15% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/Howie to score 15% off. Buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Taylor Cormier. This is the Howie Carr Show.
He's making talk radio great again. He's Howie Carr.
That's the Democratic Party for you.
I've written to Washington about it.
What do you want to write to Washington for? He's dead.
Howie Carr is back.
Oh, I frequently think every now and then of the glorious fruit of the noble hen. Eggs! Eggs! E-double-G-S eggs. My knowledge of eggs is tremendously wide. I've eaten them boiled, I've eaten them fried, poached and shirred and deviled and scrambled. Omelets, schmomelets, cobbled.
844-500-4242. That's the inimitable Alan Sherman as the Cat in the Hat in 1973's Dr. Seuss's Cat in the Hat animation special. 844-500-4242. We love MyPillow's products. Howie sleeps with their pillows, wears their slippers, dries off with their towels, and now you can enjoy all of their products with great discounts by using the code Howie at MyPillow.com. From pillows, towels, slippers, and even their Giza dream sheets, go to MyPillow.com and use code Howie for amazing discounts. Matt's on the board. Matt, what's today's poll question? What are the results thus far?
What is the most important problem facing the country today? Inflation, illegal aliens, crime, government, or global warming?
Government. All of those problems can be traced back to government.
Yeah, 59% say government.
Thank you, sir. 844-500-4242. 508 says, tell Taylor he's having encounters with undocumented omelets. I don't know if I am. I don't know where my eggs are coming from now. The grocery store, but I don't know if they're being smuggled in. How am I to know? I can't ask the eggs for their papers. They don't have any. Not that I know of. 603, I'm trying to raise an additional $2,000 to help pay off the coyote who smuggled my eggs for me from Mexico. 860, Taylor, if I fly with a few dozen eggs, I'm going to jail. Well, you're at least facing a steep fine of up to $1,000. I don't know if that's per egg, though. I would imagine that one egg counts as one food item. But if I sneak across the border with a trailer truck load, I'm good. Biden economics at its best. That's all there is to it. 844-500-4242. Paul, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Paul.
Taylor, always a pleasure as it is with Howie. I've got to educate you a little bit. So you're thinking about chickens. You think about what type of chickens. You got Araucanas. You got Americanas. You got Rhode Island Reds. And you know what? You get a variety of...
I think I had a discussion about this with somebody in the office today where I think we're going with Plymouth Rocks. And there's one that I heard of today for the first time, the Black Sex Link. That's the name of the chicken. That's the name of the chicken. Don't write any letters. But those seem to be very good producing chickens and friendly, good with kids. Rhode Island Reds, I hear, are nasty.
Well, it's always the roosters. You don't have to worry about the hens with the kids. It's the roosters. You always worry about the roosters because they get a little territorial. You know what I mean? But you know something? That the Araucanas and the Americanas, they make green eggs and blue eggs, and they're delicious.
Interesting. I'll check that out. Thanks for the call, Paul. Susie Q, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Susie Q.
Thank you, Taylor. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Sure.
First of all, I do not have chickens, but I help my neighbor when she goes on vacation. And I'm telling you, you're crazy if you get them. They are the nastiest things I've ever seen. You're going to get that poop on your boots. It's going to go in the house. It's going to go in the car. And also, you don't get chicken. You don't get eggs all the time. Certain time of year, they won't lay them. It's getting cold. They don't like it.
Well, here's the beauty of all of this. And this, I really luck out. Like during snowstorms, things, bad weather events, I'm at work, okay? My wife is going to be taking care of the chickens, along with my son. And, so I don't have to worry about that. And she's a neat freak. She's very clean with anything that comes into the house. So I don't think we'll have a problem there. But maybe the chickens just don't know you well enough, Susie Q. Have you ever considered that?
The rooster did, and I tell you, every time I went over and let them out, he got a barn shovel right in the head. They I'm serious. And he went for me. He hated me. And eventually...
Well, yeah, you're whacking him in the head with a shovel. I've got to move on, Susie Q, but thank you very much for the call. Christine, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. We've got 1 minute, Christine. Go ahead.
Hi, good evening. Well, it's a good thing you have chickens because they had that big egg processing plant fire in Connecticut.
In Connecticut, yes, you're right.
When 100,000 chickens died, and we never had this problem when Trump was in office, so another thing we could blame Brandon for.
I was told it was a space heater. I read that it was a space heater. That's the excuse they're giving that set off the fire.
Yeah, I don't trust the corrupt media.
Thanks. Thanks very much for the call, Christine. The number of people that are doing this now is like 30% more interest on chickens. But Wall Street Journal says it gets expensive fast, and it sure does. I mean, just the starting out costs. I'm looking at probably close to a grand just for the coop, for the materials to build a run. You know, if I'm building the coop from scratch, wood prices are still up there. Not as bad as they were last year, but it's still bad. Everything's up. Everything is expensive. No matter what you do. 844-500-4242. We'll be right back. This is the Howie Carr Show.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
We'll get back to the chickens in just a second, but I did want to pass along some entertainment news. And if Joe Biden's listening, he's going to be oh so happy. Because one of his favorite shows is returning to TV. It's getting a reboot. It's not Hazel. It's close. It's Matlock. For the first time in nearly 30 years, we can rest easy. This avclub.com. The seminal legal procedural Matlock is coming back. Andy Griffith, of course, played the titular character, Matlock. I liked that show when I was a kid. It was still on when I was a kid. I enjoyed it. I was a weird kid. Matlock heads the world over, coalesced over one name. Oh, though we never dare speak it aloud, Matlock, this is poorly written. Who's writing this nonsense? Kathy Bates is, this is the headline. Kathy Bates is going to be the new Matlock in the reboot. So she's going to be the female, I don't know if she's got to be a descendant, I guess, of Ben Matlock from the show Matlock. So that's good news for Joe Biden. He doesn't have to watch the same old episodes over and over. Meanwhile, and this is in very related, ironic news, Hulu, the streaming company, has canceled its comedy, alleged comedy series, Reboot, after just one season. Have you heard of the show?
No.
It's a show called, I've never heard of it either, but I saw it. I saw something about it on social media a few days ago, and I said, I got to talk about this if ever I get the chance. The show is called Reboot. This is how lazy show business has gotten. This is how unoriginal and how out of ideas they are. I hate when I go to, well, not go to, but I hate when a show comes to town like it's a theatrical production and it's a show about a show. And there's so many of those. It's awful. Get a new gag. It's terrible. This is another one of those. It's a show about a show. It's about a TV crew that gets together to reboot a series. Starred Keegan-Michael Key of Key and Peele, Johnny Knoxville of, what was the name of his?
Jackass,
yes. Johnny Knoxville, Judy Greer, and Callum Worthy. I don't know who the last two are. And Rachel Bloom, again, don't know who that is, as the millennial writer looking to reboot the show. Paul Reiser as the show's original creator, and Krista Marie Yu as a former tech exec now working at Hulu, tasked with overseeing the reboot. So, I mean, it's kind of a commentary on the season that we're in television. But even that, even a sad commentary on the sad commentary can't hack it. It's too funny. 844-500-4242. As I said, interest in chickens is up about 30%. Chicken rearing taking off on social media. Videos tagged with hashtag chicks have a collective 1.1 billion views on Chinese-owned propaganda TikTok. Out of the 70-day-old chicks available at a farm store in Tarrytown, Louisiana on Saturday morning, only seven were still looking for homes by noon. This is the Wall Street Journal talking about the price of upkeep with the, if you're raising your own chickens. Just starting out, if you go to a place like, I don't know, Tractor Supply, the company sells coops between $400 and $3,000. Feed ranges from 10 to 20 cents a bird per day, I would imagine. $30 a month on food is what you can look at if you're raising maybe about five or six chickens. That's not too bad. And you can feed them your dinner scraps as well. And you've got to pay for the electricity, obviously, during the winter. You got to keep them a little warm, you know, get a small heater, 40 degrees or so, so they don't freeze to death like weekends like this weekend. You don't want to bring chickens in the house. It gets very expensive. Trisha Nieder adopted 7 chicks 4 months ago and estimates she's spent about $750 on food, bedding, heat lamps, and other supplies. Doesn't have a single egg to show for it. I don't know how fast chickens grow, but I don't think you'd get an egg in 4 months if you're just raising them from chicks. Yeah, I mean, it's just, it's a fun thing to get into if that's up your alley. And I guess we're doing it at my house. We're looking into it. Yeah, 508 says, didn't they bring back Night Court on TV? I'm not sure if it's out yet, but they did bring it back with some of the original cast. The guy who used to play Harry the Hat, he's not coming down for breakfast anymore, so he's not going to be on there. Yeah, 774, how many old shows are they going to bring back? No more originality. I mean, that's been going on for years and years. They're still remaking movies that are remakes of remakes. It's a cannibalistic industry, and there are rarely any good ideas out there anymore. 844-500-4242. Will, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Will.
Hey, guy. How are you doing?
Excellent. Thank you.
Hey, I love your show. I love it when you sub. I mean, it's cool. It's a different mindset. I got to readjust my brain. But, yeah, I enjoy your show. I enjoy Grace. I enjoy Howie, definitely.
Thanks.
And your whole crew is awesome. But anyway, have you considered, can I say the name of the company?
What's up? Yeah, go ahead.
It's called rentachicken.com. They drop your chickens off in April, and they already are producing. You got to be like 4 or 5 months into it before they can produce eggs. And my wife and I, this will be my fourth year coming up. And then, and you get like a dozen eggs a week. It's way cool. Hmm. And I ended up supplying my office, my landlady, and everything else. And then they come back and get them like mid-October. And you don't have to worry about the heating them or, you know, keeping them warm in the winter. And plus, the coop is on wheels, so you can wheel it around in your yard.
I would imagine you're able to kind of, stockpile some eggs to get you through the winter, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
because they last like a month to 6 weeks if you don't wash them.
Mm-hmm.
Don't wash them. Good to go.
So how much is it to rent a chicken?
$645 for 2 chickens.
$645?
Yeah, it comes with a coop. It comes with the food for the year. I mean, I did have to go buy more.
Well, you can get a subscription for everything, can't you? Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's way cool. It's called Rent a Chicken. They're out of Mass somewhere.
That's incredible.
But I live in New Hampshire, and they brought them up to me in Manchester.
That's amazing. Well, thanks for that, Will. I'll look into that. I appreciate it. 844-500-4242. There's a subscription box for everything. HelloFresh if you want chicken towards the end of its life, and Rent a Chicken if you want it while it's still alive. Amazing. Mary, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Mary.
Hey, great topic. It's refreshing, I have to say. But the thing is about people now having to take a look at having their own eggs and their own chickens. What a family experience. It's great for the kids. They start to learn some responsibility of taking care of another animal and having to do a little work about cleaning it out. And they get to learn where some of their food comes from firsthand.
No, that's part of the reason why we're doing it, Adam. I imagine a lot of other people are doing the same thing for the same reason, because it is a learning experience. I mean, it's got to be a learning experience for us too. Just getting used to this and just getting everything right and figured out. But yeah, the kids are going to love it.
But then you have the manure on the end, which you can put into your compost and make some great soil to go into your garden.
That will not be my department. I appreciate the call, Mary. Thank you very much. Nick, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Nick.
Hello, sir. How are you doing this evening?
Excellent. How are you? Excellent,
hey,
I should say.
Excellent, yes. So I heard you talking about people wanting to get heat lamps and stuff for their chickens. You know that's not necessary, absolutely.
No, I know that. Yeah, some of my reading I've done, they can survive pretty frigid temperatures, right?
Yeah, I live in Maine, and we raise chickens, and we always have for a long time now. And as long as if you start them out providing them with heat, they're going to rely on it. If you don't, then they will naturally build up down to keep themselves warm.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is, for people that want to do chickens, don't go with the producer's pride food.
I don't want to get into different brands and stuff like that. I don't know that exactly, but people can do their own research, I suppose. Thanks very much for the call. Janet, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Thanks for calling in, Janet.
Hi. I just had something to say about the food, but it's not a brand. I just heard that a lot of people are not, their chickens are not producing eggs. And so it's kind of like, if you do a little research on that, because it's quite prevalent. And that's, a lot of people are saying it, then they are switching up the food. Some of them have gone to goat grain and are seeing results. So I don't know what is in the food, but it is, it's rather interesting that, you know, that timing of people trying to raise their own chickens and now are having issues. And another thing is, like, I can't even get dog food for my dog that's wet food. So just be careful on what you want to,
it's very weird, isn't it? I mean, it almost seems coordinated. If you take a step back and look through that lens and see how many fires there have been in food processing plants all over the world, and now this big chicken farm in Connecticut, a big supplier of chickens throughout the New England area, and stuff like the dog food. It's amazing how just all of this is going on at once, seemingly. Thanks very much for the call, Janet. 844-500-4242. We've got other things too. I do want to say this. I'm so thankful that Tom Brady is retiring. I'm not a big sports guy. Matt doesn't agree. Are you sad about this?
Yeah, man.
Why?
Tom Brady.
So? He was Tom Brady.
He still is. He had a rough year. He had a lot going on this year.
Rough year. He's had a rough couple of years. He should have quit. He should have retired after the Super Bowl post-Deflategate. That fifth Super Bowl win, top of his career, pinnacle, big middle finger to Roger Goodell. That's it. I don't care that he won he won two more Super Bowls after that. Is it one or two more? How many does he have? Seven? Six? Seven?
He has seven.
Seven. I don't care that he won two more after that, one of them with the Patriots, one with Tampa. But it's... I mean, he just became a different guy after that, I feel. Very egotistical. Popped up in every commercial. Subway, Hertz now, FTX. Did a lot of stuff. And I get that he wasn't paid as much as he should have been when he was with the Patriots, and he wanted to recoup some of that. And maybe he foresaw a split between himself and Giselle. I don't care. That's his personal issues. But I don't know. To me, he just got so egotistical after that. And it just became just this overzealous drive for perfection. It got weird. So I'm glad I don't have to hear about it. I hope to God he does not become a commentator.
He already has a deal.
With whom?
With Fox. They're paying him like $40 million a year.
To do color commentary?
To do color, yeah.
Oh, God. He's not good at that. I don't think I've got to hear him. I can't criticize. I guess I've not heard him do color commentary. I can't imagine that he'd be good, because I don't think he's got the personality for it. You've got Tony Romo, okay, and Peyton Manning.
Romo is bad now.
Here's the characteristic I like that they both share. They're both self-deprecating. They make fun of themselves. They laugh at themselves. Tom Brady cannot do that. He takes himself way too seriously.
No, it'll probably be like when Joe Montana did it. It's like for one season and he was out, which he'll still make a lot of money doing one season. So can't blame him.
Got nobody at home. So what else is he going to do?
Got a lot of time on his hands.
I don't know. He did voiceover work for Family Guy. That's all I have to base this on.
And he was
wasn't
in
great,
Ted too. Come
wasn't
on.
Great voiceover work. And he's got a new movie out now, 80 for Brady.
Yeah, it's going to be terrible.
I'm not going to see that.
No.
No. No, thank you. I don't need to see. I saw Sally Field in Smoking the Bandit. That's the way I want to remember her. 844-500-4242. We'll be back. I'm Taylor Cormier. This is The Howie Carr Show.
Want to know what Howie is reading before the show?
All right, now let's see. Where were we? Oh, yeah. in the pit of despair.
Take a look at Howie's homework at HowieCarShow.com.
Number four, Bobby Orr.
Howie Carr is back.
How do you like your eggs in the morning?
I like mine with a kiss.
Boiled or fried?
844-500-4242. It's time enough for about one more call, and that's you, Dennis. Thanks so much for calling in. What's up?
Hey, Carol, I love the show, man. And thanks for taking my call. God bless Bobby Orr. I'm not a farmer. I live in the countryside in North Carolina. I grew up in Somerville. But I have three opinions. Well, first off, it's the country's going down the tubes, and we're talking about chickens, okay? I built my daughter a chicken coop, and I have two neighbors. One is a North Carolina farm family, and they just use chicken wire. I have another family behind me that spent over $1,000 on a chicken coop, and all these chickens killed each other. So to me, it was like, you know, I don't eat eggs. I don't eat that many eggs.
You just reminded me of something. You said once I built a chicken coop. Remember the song "Brother, Can You Spare a Dime"? I mean, that was during the Depression days. But I mean, now we're kind of in similar—not exactly similar, but the 21st century Depression. Instead of once I built a railroad, it's once I built a chicken coop. I built it long, built it wide, whatever.
Maybe dry eggs like Howie was talking about earlier.
Powdered eggs? No, thank you. I mean, that's good for survival stuff. And if you want to check out our Cheap Bastard deal, you can find a great deal at HowieCarShow.com. Click store for the Wise Food Company storage of the two-bundle bucket of 30-day supplies, 30-day supply of emergency storage food. Thanks very much for the call, Dennis. And that's at a reasonable price, too. More than reasonable. It's half off. HowieCarShow.com. Click store. Get your Cheap Bastard deal now from Wise Food Storage. Before we leave, I just want to mention that I am taking tomorrow and Friday off. So, you know, happy news for those of you who don't exactly care for me. That's fine. And I will actually, if you do care for me, you've got two chances to see me this weekend. I'm not going to say the name. You're not going to play the alarm, and the hate mail guy isn't going to get it out of me today. But I've got two performances coming up this weekend. First is Friday night, 9 p.m. to 12 a.m., and that's at Breakwater's Cigar Whiskey Lounge in Middletown, Rhode Island. That's this Friday night, 9 to midnight in Middletown, Rhode Island, Breakwater Cigar Whiskey Lounge. And Saturday night, I'm at Molly's in Raynham. Great, great place. That's 7 to 9. So hope to see you at either or both. Until then, I'm Taylor Cormier. This is The Howie Carr Show.